presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Shanghai Lil ordered Jacques Labat to spread eagle the Reverend Chalmers, a fiendish method of torture by which the victim is tied to four stakes in such a manner that his arms and legs are spread to the greatest possible distance, and he is left to be burned by the merciless rays of the sun. When the Reverend Chalmers had been placed in this cruel position, the Batwoman came to taunt him and assured him that she had only begun to get her revenge. In the meantime, one of the sentries posted by Shanghai Lil spied Jungle Jim, Lin Chalmers, and Kolo. With one shot, Jim dropped him out of the tree. At that moment, the throbbing drums started telegraphing the news of their arrival. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Jim, Kolo, and Lin stand listening to the tom-toms.
Yes, Lin. Those throbbing tom-toms are telegraphing our arrival, all right.
We've been discovered.
Yes, Missy. We all same scene.
But who is so interested in us that the news should be sent the moment we're sighted?
Probably the Batwoman.
You're right, Juan Jim. Batwoman.
Batwoman? What are you talking about, Jim?
Well, you see, Lin, Kolo tells me that the instigator of this new jungle religion is a woman who wears a bat costume when she conducts the weird voodoo ceremonies. He doesn't know who she is or what she looks like when she's not in the bat costume.
Oh, then she's the person Dad is looking for.
She is the person your father has found by this time, probably.
Oh, then let's hurry and rescue him.
Oh, don't be too impatient, Lin. I know how anxious you are to get to him, but we mustn't proceed too rapidly.
We can't proceed too rapidly from me.
Yes, I know, Lin. But we're not in Burawani or Singapore with the law behind us. We're in the jungle where there is no law, and it's every man for himself.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm such an impetuous fool about the jungle. But the fact that we haven't caught up to Dad makes me terribly upset. I'll try to keep calm. What are we to do now?
Well, we'd better proceed cautiously. We're in enemy territory, and there may be traps spread for us everywhere.
You're right, Juan Jim. We must watch out long here.
Kolo knows this country pretty well, don't you, Kolo?
Yes, Juan. Kolo know.
Do you know where this bat woman is hiding, Kolo?
No, Missy. Bat woman no been here long. No have been able look for bat woman camp.
But you think we're headed for it?
Yes, Missy. This must be place where Bat Woman live.
How does he know that, Jim?
How do you know, Kolo?
Look. Gun this fella shoot at you, Tuan Jim. Nobody but boys of Bat Woman have gun all same this.
Sure about that, Kolo?
Me sure, Tuan. Boys tell Kolo about look machine here.
Oh, you mean the telescopic sights.
The what?
These barrels fastened to the rifle here, Lin. They make it possible for a person to get a line on a target almost, a mile away. Kolo's right. These aren't common down here.
Boys tell Kolo, Bat Woman, only one use look machine.
Then in that case, we're in her territory, all right.
Oh, thank heavens we've got more of an idea of what's happened to Dad.
What makes you think we know anything new about what's happened to him, Lin?
Why, Kolo says this is the Bat Woman's territory. If it is, then we know he hasn't been captured by the Noro men. We know he hasn't been killed.
Maybe.
Why do you say that, Kolo?
Bat Woman very cruel. Bat Woman torture, then kill.
Oh, no!
Shut up, Kolo! You didn't have to tell her that.
Then it's true, Jim.
Well, I'd like to be able to say it's not, Lin, but I don't know. I've heard the same thing that Kolo just told you, but let's hope it's just native imagination.
Whether it's native imagination or not, Jim, let's go to Dad as quickly as possible.
That's just what we're going to do, Lin. Kolo, lead the way through the bush.
At the plantation house, Shanghai Lil and Jacques Labat are making their way to the hilltop on which the Reverend Chalmers lies spread-eagled.
You haven't heard a sound from the parson, Labat?
No, boss. No crying, no yelling, no nothing. My God, that one funny thing.
He may have had a bad heart and died on it.
If he has, boss, that one dirty trick. Just when we get him where we want him.
Yes. Maybe I started things a little too rough. Maybe we should have given him the water cure for a while.
You mean let water trickle on his head while he tied so he can't move 100?
Yes.
By God, that make him crazy like loon, boss.
Oh, I wouldn't let that happen too soon.
You one funny fella, boss. You man after my own heart.
Well, I'll be after your heart if I ever catch you double-crossing me.
No need for to worry about that, boss. Labba told you many times.
Labba, we've burned all our bridges behind us. There's no going back now. It's sink or swim for us. And I'm going to see to it that whichever it is, you stick right with me.
Sure thing, boss. I swear to you once. For one so beautiful like you, Jacques Labba, do anything. Anything, boss.
Shut up. Just come along with me and see what's happened to our reverend guest.
Okay, boss.
Oh, there he is. And he's not moving.
By God, I told you that fella he'd die on us.
Chalmers. Chalmers, speak up. Answer me.
Speak up, you.
No.
Yeah, how you like that? He not dead yet, boss.
Oh, so he's playing possum, is he? You've got visitors, Reverend. Can't you be polite and entertain us?
What do you want?
I want to hear you say you've had enough of this. I want to hear you ask my pardon for what you did to me by sending me to prison.
I'm not sorry for anything I've done, Lily DeVille.
Still stubborn, are you?
Still strong in my faith. Still able to fight. A good fight.
I'll break your spirit yet, Dr. Chalmers. Are you thirsty?
Yes. Yes. My lips are so parched I can hardly talk.
Labba, pour some water out of your canteen.
Boss, you're not going to give him anything to drink.
You heard what I said. Pour some water out of your canteen.
Okay, boss.
Now, give it to me. See this cup of water, Reverend?
Yeah.
It's cool and sweet and refreshing.
Oh, water.
Oh, no, no, no. This is for me. Ah, that was wonderful. Pour me some more, Labba.
For you, sure thing, boss.
Ah, the sun is hot up here, isn't it, Reverend? It sears your flesh and it dries up your mouth, doesn't it? How nice it would be to have a sip of water. Just a sip. Even one drop, eh, Reverend?
Water. Oh, water.
I must compliment you, Labba.
Me, boss? What for?
When you tied our guest up, you left his spectacles on him. The lenses intensify the rays of the sun and direct them into his eyes. I couldn't have thought of a better treatment myself.
To tell you the truth, boss, I just forgot to take glasses off.
Oh.
But next time I remember that. And if our guest, she don't wear glasses, I put them on him.
Water.
Oh, yes. Water. Here it is, Reverend. This cup is filled to the brim with it, see? Nice, cool, clear, sweet water.
Water.
Here, Labba, drink it.
Oui, boss. Ah, by God, that's good, boss.
Labba says it's good, Reverend. How would you like some now?
Yes. My throat is on fire. Water.
I'll give you all the water you want, Reverend. If you will ask my forgiveness for what you did to me.
Water.
Say you're sorry, Reverend. Ask my forgiveness. Just ask me to forgive you.
I have done nothing for which I should ask forgiveness.
Still a heroic martyr, are you?
I only did my duty to society. You sinned, and you had to pay.
Shall I kick him again, boss?
Wait, Labba. You listen to me, preacher. It's your turn to pay, and I've only started to make you pay.
Boss, drums. That means they come. We...
Oh, shut up. I know what that means. We've got to get back to the plantation house. Here's that drink of water, Reverend. In the dirt, where you'll be before I'm through with you.
Ah, ha, ha. How you like that, padre? Boss wants you to beg for mercy, eh? I help her.
What are you going to do, Labba?
I go and for fill this cup with water. Put it here, where the padre see it every time he turn his head. That make him hurry up.
Ah, good idea, Labba. And when you change your mind, Martha Chalmers, just yell for us. And you hadn't better wait too long.
Me Meanwhile, Jungle Jim, Lynn Chalmers, and Kolo advanced through the territory of Shanghai Lil.
Do you see any sign of anyone, Kolo?
No, Tuan Jim.
Oh, you see nothing but bush, Jim. Are you sure we're not just going around in circles?
Of course, Lynn. We're still on the trail broken by Mamba. It isn't likely he'd waste time doubling his tracks.
Doesn't seem possible. We could keep going for so long without seeing any signs of a camp.
Well, that's just what's happened. But we can't be far away from the Batwoman tied out now.
Listen.
Huh? Well, what do you hear, Kolo?
Me think me hear drums.
Why, I don't hear anything but birds.
And Kolo's ears are sharper than ours, Lynn. He hears things long before I do. And many times it's been a good thing. Kolo, are you sure you hear drums?
Wait, Tuan. Yes, it's Tuan, Jim. Me hear drums.
Good, then we're almost there. Now, Kolo, you take Miss Chalmers to a safe hiding place and guard her with your life.
Yes, it's Tuan, Jim.
Oh, no, Jim. I'm going to find Dad.
I'll find him, Lynn, and then I'll send for you. Believe me, it's best to let me go first.
But I've come all this way. Why won't you let me finish the hunt?
Because we don't know what we may be running into, Lynn.
You mean Dad may be dead?
Well, we must always be prepared for the worst.
I am, Jim. I know and have known all along that I may never see Dad alive again. But I've got to be sure of what's happened to him. I can't just sit around somewhere and wait to hear. I've got to know for myself, Jim. So I'm going with you.
It isn't only because of what may happen to your father that I'm insisting on Kolo hiding you.
What other reason have you?
Well, if all three of us are captured, our chances of rescuing your father are gone. We'll be in the same fix he is.
Oh.
Somebody must be left on the outside to effect the rescue. When all plans are laid and the situation sized up from within.
I see.
So I'm going to push on alone. You know, the Batwoman may think her sentry killed you and Kolo, and that her troubles are over when she has me in her power.
Oh, that's wonderful strategy, Jim. It's just the way she'll figure it out.
Then I'll find out where they're keeping your father. Make plans for overpowering his captors, and then signal for you and Kolo.
Oh, and we'll come on the run, won't we, Kolo?
Yes, see, Missy. We run safe, Tuan, and your father.
Good. I knew you'd see my point. This Batwoman is no fool. She's got quite an organization of henchmen. We mustn't play all our cards at once.
Give Dad my love, if you can, Jim.
I will, Lynn. Now, Kolo?
Yes, he's one.
Wait for my signal. I won't call you until I need you. But when I do call, come as quick as you can.
Meanwhile, the Reverend Chalmers, badly burned by the tropical sun, is released by two natives and brought to the Batwoman.
Here, Mission Tuan, Missy. San all same burn him plenty.
Unconscious, eh? Good. I don't care if he never recovers.
By God, that padre got plenty nerve. I got four-handed to him. He never squeal.
I'll find a way to make him beg for mercy before I'm through with him. No man will be a stoical hero around me.
How you do that, boss? Make him squeal.
If physical torture fails, there's always his weak spot to be played on.
His daughter?
Yes.
By God, boss.
We can use her to make him beg. Remember, will you? Throw him in the dungeon.
Yes, Missy.
Then report back to me. Now, Labar, those drums told us of our approaching visitor. We must prepare a welcome for our friend, Jungle Jim.
Just what sort of a reception has the Batwoman prepared for Jungle Jim? And what other horrible experiences has she thought up to further torture the Reverend Chalmers? See in full-color action pictures the scenes you have just heard dramatized in this broadcast. In next Sunday's issue of the Comic Weekly, you will find all of the best-known characters in the picture world to entertain you. Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Captain Yammer Kid, the Little King, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. There is also a new and interesting group of colored poster stamps to add to your collection. All these entertaining features to be found only in the Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And don't forget our date at the same time next week for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.